This is The Good Pod Guide with journalist and podcast aficionado Lauren Windle. Today I'm joined by fellow podcaster and my mate, Nat Barker. I can't remember what I was going to say now.
Fantastic. Well, listeners, you're listening to The Good Pod Guide.
Yes.
With expert broadcaster Lauren Windle.
Thank you so much. That is excellent audio content, isn't it? I was worried. So when we spoke about getting a collaborator, co-host for a few of the episodes to sort of sprinkle in and mix things up, I thought of you, but then I was like, what if he's more funny than I am and then no one wants me to host this anymore?
You mean I sort of like, I usurp you?
Yeah. Like, this could be the start of some sort of coup and I'm just completely oblivious to it, you know?
No, I don't think so, no.
Oh, you've gone really high pitch there. That's your lying voice. So that's not super encouraging. Also, I have a feeling that I'm just going to end up reading out all of the boring scripty bits, like the important stuff, and then you'll just be free to jump in with your hilarious banter.
I just wing in with my just witty remarks. Yeah,
and then I'm going to be like the boring parent and you're going to be like the fun one, and I don't want that to happen. So you're going to have to do more of the boring content from now on and leave me free and untethered to just drop in snide remarks, you know?
I'm not ready for children, Lauren. We're just doing the podcast. We're not parenting. It's not for me.
Oh, okay. Well, that does change the parameters.
Let's talk about a podcast, shall we?
You're ready to talk about it.
I would like to. Yeah, you've made me quite uncomfortable.
Okay. Fine. I have been subscribed to today's podcast for as long as I can remember listening to podcasts. It's 99% invisible. And at some point in my podcast listening history, I found it, loved it, and subscribed to it. Unfortunately for me, I can't remember when that was, what it was I heard that got me hooked, or, you know, why I decided that I had to subscribe and keep it there on my, you know, dashboard for forevermore, which was really frustrating because that meant that I had to sort of start from scratch when it came to researching for this. But anyway, tell us what it's about now.
So it says here in my notes that 99% Invisible is a podcast about the thought that goes into all the things we don't think about. It's the difference between what you see and what a designer would see. There are expert interviews and a huge range of topics from unnoticed architecture to the design of board games or looting of bronze animal heads to show how bats feature in the architecture of a bridge in Austin.
Yeah, I like
Texas, presumably.
Yeah, I would have. Oh yeah, you always have to say the state afterwards. Mm. Like Atlanta, Georgia. I quite like it when you read the scripty bits and I don't have to. I do actually have a scripty bit coming up, but I just wanted to mark that moment where the gravity of the serious work was on your shoulders and not mine, you know?
No, it's a burden that rests easily on my manly shoulders.
Okay. When I look to presenter Roman Mars, he is an American radio producer and Fast Company identified him as one of the 100 most creative people in 2013, which sounds cool, but I actually don't know who Fast Company are. So that could mean absolutely nothing. I don't know why they are the arbiters of creativity, but he has actually done a TED talk on creativity. So he probably does know what he's talking about. But there is that thing with awards, isn't there? Like, I could award you with, you know, dodgiest lockdown haircut, and who am I to know?
Reach straight for dodgiest lockdown haircut, Lauren? Just out of interest.
I think it just came to me.
That's fine.
Yeah, so it's sort of like that, and it's like, well, I haven't seen all the dodgy haircuts. What makes me that person? So I'm always a little bit skeptical of these like unrecognized awards. This could actually be a really recognized award and I just don't know about it, in which case I apologize to all of you.
100 top 100 most creative people on earth, that's quite an accolade. I'm not sure if I would come into the top 3 billion.
I think I'd be in the top 40th percentile. So I'd be higher than you by my personal estimation.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah, fair enough.
What did you like about this?
I thought this was good, actually. And I think the description I read just now is accurate, but it doesn't quite really tell you the full story. It is very, very broad. It's not really just about design.
Scripting. I wrote that.
Oh. But it's no, I'm saying it's true.
You're saying
it's true.
Person presented you with the script. That's me. I'm sitting right here. I'm sorry that wasn't up to your standards.
It's true. But don't think if you're listening to this, that that means it's only for people who are interested in design is what I would say. It's about kind of like the forces that shape our world and how different systems are designed. You know, I listened to one the other day, which is about how Florence Nightingale had used data visualization to kind of put wind in the sails of her campaign to improve sanitation in medical facilities in war zones.
What is data visualization?
It's graphs and that. Graphs, pie charts, that sort of thing. That's all data visualization as far as I am aware. And she was well into it, apparently, was Flo Nye. So...
Flo Nye?
Yeah.
Is that... Okay, I'm going to leave that
there. I thought it was good. I also liked the episode, I think it's called The Pool and the Stream. And it's about the relationship between the empty swimming pool and the skateboard. Yeah. It was good.
A marriage made in heaven. I can't skate, so I don't know about the joys of finding an empty swimming pool or skate park. But I definitely used to hang out with the kind of guys who loved that stuff when I was a kid.
Right. Okay. Do you mean you just would go for a walk on South Bank? Is that what you're saying?
But invited by
myself. Oh, yeah. Invited. I mean, yeah, because I've not been invited, but I look at them as well.
Do you skate? Have you got a skateboard?
I had a skateboard when I was younger and tried for about 6 months to do an ollie, which is like where you do a jump and couldn't do it and just gave up. It wasn't for me. I wanted to be able to skateboard so badly, but I live on a hill as well, which is not ideal. I live on a hill in the countryside.
That is ideal, isn't it? You don't want flat terrain when you're rocking around on wheels, isn't it?
I think you do want flat terrain because, I mean, there's only one way you can go and it's down. You can't do tricks.
Okay, fine. Tricks, maybe not. Well, do you know what you need? You need an empty swimming pool.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I've listened to the podcast and now I know that that's exactly what I do. Yeah.
I did get, in lockdown 2020, I had a third life crisis. And I've already said this. I've got a flashback of already saying this. If I've already said this on the podcast, then I apologize because that is really poor. But I got skates, like roller skates.
I've noticed that those are very trendy at the moment.
Yeah. And I think I've just been watching too much TikTok because I decided I was going to be one of them.
Oh, is that what it is?
I think it's TikTok. Mm. I mean, I know TikTok's a thing, but I think there's quite a lot of people on TikTok and, you know, Snapchat and whatever, like skating around looking great. And I just had visions of being that person. Turns out I'm not. So they also wear as much padding as I did.
I think that if you're very, very good at it, it looks quite cool. But I think unless you're very, very good, you look like somebody needs to say, I think you should go home.
Okay. Yeah. I'm still in that realm at the moment. Anyway, let's go back to the podcast. So there's a big old back catalogue of 490 odd episodes ranging from 5 minutes to 40 minutes. So they're not too long, which, as we know, I believe to be a blessing. What's your final word on that then, Nat? Anything?
Yeah, I liked it. It seems like any episode you listen to, you can kind of guarantee that you'll listen, sort of learn something new. But there are definitely certain episodes which, if you've got an interest in it, you'll really appreciate the kind of the depth of research and the level of detail that they've gone into. There was a series that they did, which was presented by a journalist called Katie Mingle. It was called According to Need, and it was about the homelessness system in America, which is something that I've kind of got a personal interest in. And I was really, really impressed by her reporting on it, and it was really, really interesting. Over 10 series, you don't hear that stuff sort of considered in that level of detail, and she really lifted the bonnet on it. I was impressed. Yeah, I think it's good.
Cool. All right, we'll check it out. In the next episode, my fellow journalist and all-time Bezzy, Nat, is back on the podcast. And we give each other an asshole rating as we review Asshole Court. We've put all you need to know about the show on our website, www.goodpodguide.com. So check that out. And you can also follow us at Good Pod Guide on Instagram and Twitter.